Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. So I've never begun a sermon with an illustration from the world of professional wrestling before. But hey, there's a first time for everything. And what better time than Christmas to talk about grown adults and highly staged conflict that they've rehearsed for years, right? I mean, Christmas dinner at your house, right? No, I'm kidding. Not you, other people. No, but I want to talk about Macho Man Randy Savage. Can I get a witness? Thank you, the three of you. So in the 1990s, Macho Man was the spokesperson, or should I say spokeswrestler, for Slim Jim. Now, do you know what Slim Jims are? So this is a food product. I don't say food, I say food product. The use of food without qualifications is a bit of a stretch. It is something sort of like beef jerky, but in a shape which God never intended. It is something that if it were accurately named, would have been called meat stick. But that didn't really test well in focus groups, so they had to change it and land it on Slim Jim. Anyways, the commercials, I bring this up because the television commercials that ran for many years for Slim Jim featured the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Now, the scene always began with a very ordinary, dull setting. Think about people bored out of their minds, sitting in the living room, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, in burst, through the wall or through the ceiling, usually, I mean, just crashing in and things flying everywhere, in bursts the Macho Man, Randy Savage. And he would always say, as the dust cleared and people's mouths hung open, "Need a little excitement?" Now that's the image, Randy Savage, a Macho Man, with, and you know, no coincidence, his colors were red and gold. And he always had his cowboy hat and his sunglasses and all that, and that's the image that I want you to hold as you think about this story we heard tonight, because it's so familiar. You've heard it a million times, right? The manger and the shepherds and the angels and all that. But I want you to see someone completely unexpected breaking into your ordinary, everyday, dull life and upsetting everything completely out of the blue and offering you a little excitement, something you didn't expect. That's what I want you to think of when you see these shepherds. I want to talk about the shepherds a little bit. Mary, Joseph, they get a lot of playing time, but let's look at the shepherds tonight and the angels. Okay, so here these shepherds are keeping watch over their flocks by night. Graveyard shift, these are working class folks, right? And out of nowhere, an angel appears, bursts through the wall of their reality. I guarantee you, whatever they thought they would see that night, it was not an angel of the living God. And so, of course, as the reading says, they were terrified. So the first thing the angel says, this is what angels always have to say, the first thing, "Guys, don't be afraid." Angels are always saying, "Guys, don't be afraid." So the angel says, "Don't be afraid." And then this is the amazing thing. The unbelievable thing this angel says, "I bring you good news of great joy for all the people." Now, what's amazing about that is because that's almost never true. We have heard good news of great joy for some of the people, right? Every presidential election, half the country is excited. The other half, not so much. Right? Good news that brings great joy for all the people. Now, there's some news that brings mediocre kind of indifference, you know, for all the people. But good news that brings great joy for all the people almost never happens. It's not going to happen tomorrow morning when you guys open your presents, right? You thought Aunt Sadie would be happy with the tasteful pearl necklace. But as it turns out, she's more of a rhinestones and animal print kind of person. So it's not always, not everybody wants the same thing. Not everybody takes great joy in the same thing. So there to be something that's good news that brings great joy. I mean, great joy, it sounds so Bible. Great joy, But I mean, ecstatic joy, like jumping up and down, like Oprah gives away free cars to everybody. That is the kind of joy we're talking about here. And not just for some of the people, half the people, most of the people, but all the people. Good news, great joy, all the people. What could that news be? Well, here's the thing. I know it's a little bit corny, but the news is love. Love. Because the last time I checked, the only thing that everybody wants and is actually sort of desperate for, the only thing that would really bring true joy to everybody is if they could go to bed every night and wake up every morning on the rock solid foundation that no matter what has happened, is happening, or will happen, they are loved. That someone delights in them, that they are accepted, that there is someone out there from whom they will never hear a word of criticism, that there will never be any passive-aggressive guilt trips or blame games or shame fiestas. Right? Some of you know what I'm talking about. That's what everybody wants. So Christmas is this time when God comes to us, Emmanuel, right? O come, Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. That's who we're talking about. And God breaking in to our lives. We're often sort of expecting angry dad coming home from work or something like that. Because we, let's be honest, have not been on our best behavior. We are various levels of the hot mess. You know, some of us are better hiding it than others, but we've all got something going on. We're lost. We are in the dark. We're confused. We're facing decisions that we don't know how to turn. We're in relationships that have been sort of stuck in the same gear for a long time, and we don't know where that's going, or just whatever it is. I'm always reminded this time of year of that scene in Christmas Vacation. A moment of silence, please. Chevy Chase in one of his most brilliant roles ever. There's a scene in which the mother and teenage daughter are in the kitchen. In the living room are everybody's in-laws and relatives, and they're all fighting like cats and dogs, and the daughter is complaining to her mother about the fact that she's got to share a room with her brother and nobody's getting along, and it's just chaos. It's a zoo, right? It's Christmas. So the mother says, honey, I don't know what to tell you. It's just that it's Christmas and we're all miserable, right? So these are the ones, us, to whom God is coming and got to break in, and we're a little bit nervous because God's coming. But instead of the angry dad busting in the door, we get this surprise. It's like a great cosmic joke. We get a baby, this squirming, gurgling baby boy. Like God coming in the door, busting through, and instead of judgment, we get, there you are, atta boy. Ah, atta girl, love you. Love. That's the good news that brings great joy to all people. Now, wait a second. Some of you are saying, I read verse 11 and 12 and following, and I'm on to you, Pastor Man. The angels don't say the good news is love. This is not a Beatles record, you know? That's not what they say, and you're right. You're right. They use Bible language to talk about what I'm talking about. The word they use, originally in your New Testament, soter, written in Greek, but your translated version says, today is born to you in the city of David a Savior. Now, what says love more than someone who's come to save you? Someone who's come to rescue you? Someone who sees the plight you're in, sees the pit you can't climb out of, sees your whole situation, and instead of saying, well, she deserves it, She's getting what she deserved. You reap what you sow. He's reaping what he's been sowing for a long time. No. A Savior, someone who sees and comes in and rescues. And that's, last time I checked, what we all need, and that's apparently what this passage says we get. You know, I'm aware that every Christmas there are some people that come to church not sort of their own free will. There's some folks, maybe even in here, who are here for the sake of family unity, you know, and on behalf of Mom, thank you. You know, maybe you have a different Savior. Maybe you've, you know, hitched your wagon up to another star, or maybe no star at all. You're not sure about this whole idea that there's someone out there. But I hope you can at least walk with me far enough to acknowledge that you do have some things in your life that are beyond your ability to fix. That if there were a Savior, that would be really nice. And it would be even better if the Savior loved you. The story of Christmas is God breaking in to communicate news that's too good to be true. At least it feels that way. That we are loved, and that there is a Savior who knows and sees and can redeem your very specific situation. You see this longing everywhere, in the most surprising places. Some of you know I have an Axl Rose thing. The lead singer for Guns N' Roses, an only remaining member of the band. And he, in the song Sweet Child of Mine, which even if you don't think you've heard it, you've heard it. There are now Muzak versions of this. And in that song, this angry young, he wrote it when he was about 19, this angry young guy who had rejected the church and his whole upbringing and all that, left Indiana for LA, Skid Row, and he wrote the words about a girl, "Your hair reminds me of that warm, safe place where as a child I'd hide and wait for the thunder and lightning to quietly pass me by." There is this desperate longing for a Savior, for that safe place, for a rescuer, for somebody to say, "It may be hard now, but it's all going to work out in the end, I promise, and I can take care of that." Christmas puts its finger on that need, on that place, and says, good news of great joy for all people, because today a Savior has come. Christmas is the time when the Creator enters the creation. For us, the creatures, to say good news, great joy for all people and you, because the Savior has come. It's going to be okay. You are loved, and help is here. Amen.